You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Hey everyone, summer is just around the corner and May's packed with reasons to celebrate. Whether you're firing up the grill for a backyard barbecue, soaking up the sun by the pool, or enjoying a long weekend with friends and family, Whole Foods Market makes it easy to kick off the season with great everyday prices on high quality favorites from fresh produce to grilling essentials. Let's dive into the savings and get your summer fun started right. Personally, I love how easy Whole Foods Market makes it to pull together a last-minute gathering. I was there recently picking up a few things for a cookout, and those yellow low-price signs are no joke. I grabbed their No Antibiotics Ever Ground Turkey and a few 365 by Whole Foods Market Organic Salad Kits. Honestly, so convenient and surprisingly affordable. The quality is still everything you'd expect, but I definitely felt like I was scoring a deal, which I love. Plus those yellow sale signs, I make a beeline for them now. Especially when I saw strawberries on sale, we went through two cartons in one day. Save on May celebrations with great everyday prices at Whole Foods Market.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
It's the Boomer and Geo podcast from WFAN.
All right, Boomer and Geo coming to you live for the Build Ford Tough studio on the Fan and CBS Sports Network. Looks a little foggy out there. That's where you started the show. You said that the Knicks looked a little foggy.
They did, especially in the second half, really. In the first half, they played okay. They were fine. I don't think their defense was all that good. But their offense at least kept up with the Celtics.
Yes.
And then in the second half, the defense fell apart, and their offense, they just were not clicking. They weren't hitting shots. And again, really, you know, I don't want to just belabor this, but for anybody who wasn't listening earlier this morning, I just feel like, you know, OG Anunoby had his worst game. Jalen Brunson was certainly frustrated. He fouls out. Karl-Anthony Towns fouls out. Stupid fouls, too, by the way. I mean, just really bad fouls. I mean, he's got no better than that. And they still cannot defend the three-point shot. It's just amazing how many open shots that the Celtics, have had in this series. And the first two games, they missed all those shots. In game four, the Knicks hit all their shots.
Yep.
You know, and then last night, it comes down to, you know, sloppy play by the Knicks on defense, can't cover the three-point shot, and Derek White is a killer. That guy is a killer, man.
Yeah, I know. I mean, I went and looked at his contract situation to see if he was going to be a free agent anytime soon, to see if he could be a Knick, because that's just a guy that you'd love to have on your team. But no, he is not. He signed a deal not that long ago. I mean, he's as confident as anybody when he lets it go from beyond the arc. And I'm more scared about him having the ball in his hands shooting than anybody else on the floor.
He's been on fire. And the other thing, too, is remember that, you know, Jaylen Brown has a five-year, $286 million contract, and there's a reason why he has that contract. And I know that Jason Tatum is such a big personality and such a great player, and he's going to have to get his shots during the game. He's missing. So some of those poor three-point shot attempts that Jason had taken in previous games are no longer a part of this. Now, I know he's a great shooter as well, and when he's on, he's virtually impossible to stop the Celtics.
Yeah.
But now he's out of the mix, and other players get more opportunities. And some of these players, whether it be Pritchard or whether it be Derek White or whether it be Jaylen Brown, are more than up to the task to continue to shoot the way that the Celtics normally shoot. And I think that's what we saw last night. We could say that their backs were up against the wall for sure. They lost their best player for sure, but they have so many good shooters on this team that if we don't, if the Knicks don't defend a three-point shot any better than they did last night, I mean, they could get knocked out in seven.
Let's go to Mike, who's in Alabama. What's going on, Mike?
Oh, what's going on, gentlemen? Good morning.
Good morning.
We'll get to the Knicks. Let's get to when did this show turn into Sally, Jesse, Raphael? You got some guy's marriage crumbling on the air, and then you got some woman who wants to play cornhole with Gio and Jerry in a dark room somewhere.
Yeah, Mike, I don't know if you've been paying attention, but this show's been like this since 2007
when
Craig was here,
yes.
And then has continued through me being here. We do everything. We do current events and all sorts of stuff. We actually talk more sports today than I would have liked. So,
what do you charge, $500 an hour?
What?
I don't understand. What do you charge, $500 an hour?
$500 an hour for what?
Therapy.
Yeah, we are. We do give therapy. He's right.
Mike, I think you're a jerk and not funny at all. And I apologize that you don't like the content of the program, but you sat there for an hour on hold and decided to come on and do that. So I don't know what to tell you, but this is the program that we do, and you either like it or you don't like it.
I like it.
I like it, too.
Yep.
And we're going to keep doing it that
way. That's why we're here, babe.
Right. I mean, I've actually talked more Knicks than I wanted to today because it's been painful.
Yeah.
I mean, it was not a celebratory day at all.
It's not. It's been a miserable day, and outside it's miserable. You got the PGA Championship streaming in front of you. You're a little bit distracted with that.
I'm not distracted at all.
You told me you had a...
That was in a break. I said I was watching this.
Oh,
enjoying it. I'm not distracted. No. Do I sound distracted?
Well, I mean, like, we've been talking about Knicks for 3 hours. And, you know, there's when you have five basketball players, it's really hard to... It's not a lot to talk about other than who had the bad game, who played poorly, who made the bad decisions, and what can't the winning team or what can't the losing team do when the winning team is hitting all their three-point shots. I mean, I think we've hit on every single aspect of this.
Right, exactly. By the way, Chalamet was up there.
Yes.
Left Kylie Jenner. She went vacation, was posting bikini pics. He was at the game. So if anybody's still questioning, we had a Dr. K, his whatchamacallit, drama teacher calling yesterday. Guy was a Knicks fan back then in high school, still a Knicks fan. But Chalamet went up there, probably had a different experience than Tommy Lugauer and Paul Rosenberg and Evan Roberts.
I would think so.
Probably just a little bit different experience. He was sitting there courtside.
I bet you Timothy Chalamet puts a baseball hat on, could walk right in, and nobody would even recognize him.
Mm.
I think if he walks in with that... his face and everything, he's going to be recognized.
I don't know, man. I don't know. I think he's that famous now. He also dresses to be seen. If you looked at his outfit last night, it was demonstrative.
Oh, really? Okay, so he has a handler.
Probably.
Dressed him up?
Probably.
Well, I didn't see the outfit.
Yeah, it was intense. It was to have a big coat, sunglasses. It was like he was going for a vibe last night.
You know what's amazing to me? Did they, I don't remember seeing them pointing out any celebrities last night.
They didn't. I mean, Dave Portnoy was there. They didn't put him on the screen.
Yeah, we can see Dave, of course. But what I'm saying, they did show a couple of the Knicks were there.
Mm-hmm.
Patrick was there. I think John Starks, of course, was there. I don't think Spree might have been with them. But they didn't show any celebrities like they do at all the Knick games.
Well, there's not as many.
What do you mean there's not as many? I'm sure there were Knicks celebrities there. Sounded like the Knicks had really shown up, or the Knicks fans showed up pretty good last night.
Yeah, no, they did. You heard Deuce when he hit a three. I mean, they were definitely there. They were ready to go. But it was really just Portnoy and Chalamet and former Knicks that were there. You know, the Garden's got all the celebrity row and the whole thing.
The Illuminati.
By the way, so I don't know if Shannon Sharp was doing his regular podcast still. But all these clips of Portnoy and Shannon Sharp came out last night as Dave did Club Shay Shay. Now, he was wearing the same Celtics shirt that he wore last night to the game in this interview. So
Shannon's still doing that.
He's still doing it?
Yeah.
He's just not doing the ESPN
stuff right now until I'll get all that other controversy gets taken care of.
Yeah, so I don't know when that was filmed. I just assumed it was filmed yesterday because he was wearing the same exact Celtics shirt, but I guess it's possible that he wore that shirt on different days. It was interesting. Some of the stuff they were talking about, they were hammering Jason Whitlock, they were talking about Caitlin Clark and Angel Reese and the whole the whole deal. So definitely curious to hear that whole thing come out. Did you listen to Theo Von and David Spade?
I did, yes.
Did you like that one?
Yeah, I did like it. I like all the Theo Von ones.
Did you listen to Theo Von and Caleb Presley?
I did.
I heard that one yesterday, too.
That was a little strange how he kept thinking it was not going well. And I felt like yelling to him, like, if I could, this is the same as every one of your other podcasts.
I know. It's like, I don't know, this is probably the worst interview I ever did. Like, he kept going and saying that. I'm like, no, it's not. What are you talking about? You're probably making Caleb Presley feel terrible about it, you know? Even though they're friends. So David Spade and Theo Von did a movie together?
Yeah, with their own money. Or I guess they got some backers, but they did it all themselves.
Wow.
About two adult busboys.
I mean, it sounds funny, and those two guys are funny. But I've also heard some of the nightmare low-budget things that they've been talking about. But I did listen to that the other day on my way home. I enjoyed it. I thought it was pretty good.
Theo said he was off. He did yesterday. He did say on the Caleb Presley one, when he kept asking if it was bad, he did say he was off his meds.
Oh, I didn't hear that.
Yeah, he did drop that line one time. Huh. So I thought, maybe he's feeling a little edgier than usual.
Well, then when we saw the video.
Right.
Of him choking the dude in the bar. Interesting. Maybe not a great decision.
No.
Who knows? I don't know.
Stay on the meds.
Tim in East Islip. What's going on, Tim?
Yo, Gio, what's going on, bro?
Hey, man.
Listen, I grew up in West Babylon across the street from Morehead. Can you guys start cutting his content off the radio? What is that video, dude?
I didn't see his video last night, but I'm telling you, this is what he wants to do. Like, he...
Oh, I know.
He wants you to be pissed off. He wants you to hate him. He's, you know, why he's a Nets fan, I have no idea. It goes against everything that he's supposed to be. He's a Yankee fan and a Ranger fan, but he's somehow a Nets fan. It's the stupidest thing ever. But yeah,
I'm not even a Knicks fan. I'm a Bulls fan.
And you're still pissed off about it.
Yeah, because I'm in the group chat with him. It's ridiculous. First of all, the hat doesn't even fit his head. And then why do people think this is funny? I don't understand.
I don't know. I didn't. You know, I got now. Now you're making me go and watch it.
You got to watch it, dude. And I got to clear the air with a couple things to do. I live in East Islip, mm-hmm. So Boomer, I'm on Schoolhouse. I'm not far from where you grew up.
Right.
Right. Okay. You said the other day, surprisingly, he's a better athlete than you think. What are you talking about?
Oh, Maresh. I mean, for his size, he is more athletic than you would expect. Like, I would think he would move like a jellyfish. But he can actually, he's actually got, like, he can move. Like,
he's got good feet. He's got some good feet. Yes.
I pancaked him. I did. But
I know.
But I was surprised. Like, it actually took a little bit of effort to do it. I thought it was going to be much easier than that. And I've seen him out playing, he beat Evan in pickleball. Like, for a very...
Evan, come on.
And by the way, for a big dude. And he did finish the 40-mile bike tour. He did it.
Yeah, he did.
But you're 65 and you beat him by an hour.
That's true. Yeah.
2 hours.
Yeah.
He's 38 and on Ozempic. I mean, come on, dude.
Is he doing?
No, he's not. He can't be doing Ozempic, is he?
No, he can't be. He's way too big.
Why? You see him scarfing down ice cream. It goes against everything Ozempic is. But yeah, I was just in St. Thomas with him. He's shooting himself left and right.
What? More ashes?
Yeah, dude. I'm airing out all the laundry right now. He's been annoying me in the chat for months.
So this is you're a friend of Sean's, and then you're telling me that he's doing Ozempic. Well, it ain't working.
Oh, yeah, dude. He never puts me on. He will never put me on his show. 32 years of friendship.
Wow. Wow, this is crazy.
I mean, wasn't Donald Trump talking about the fat drug the other day?
He was, because I said to my friend it wasn't working.
What I'm saying. It's not working.
Yeah. All right.
Listen, I don't know if he voted for Trump either. I don't believe it.
Tim. You are funny. Yeah, that's a classic East Islip guy. So, yeah, he's just doing he's doing a dance in a little leprechaun hat is what Morash was doing last night. I didn't see it. But, wow, I mean, he's really got to be eating his ass off if he's doing Ozempic. Because that, like, drops weight off everybody, doesn't it? And he's still huge.
Like President Trump said, it ain't working.
I don't know if it takes the weight off. It's supposed to just suppress your appetite. But if you overcome that, I don't think it actually takes weight off you.
I don't know. I watched him over at Pier 76, the pizza place over in Staten Island. And they brought out one of those Sicilian pies. And I saw him scarf down at least three of those large Sicilian.
Yeah, he can't possibly. I don't think it magically takes weight off it. I think it really just suppresses your appetite.
But you hear what he just said, though? I mean, it's obviously not suppressing his appetite. Well, if this caller is to be believed.
He's overcome that.
Maybe. Or he used to eat 10 of those things, and now he's only eating 3 of them.
He was very happy. Beers and pizza. So was I, too, by the way.
Yeah, of course. No, I totally understand. Well, that's funny. So this guy's a friend, went on vacation with him, and he's airing all his dirty laundry out on a radio station. It's crazy. And he won't put him on Evan and Tiki.
I don't know why.
It sounds pretty entertaining to me, huh?
But he also, I mean, you ever get annoyed in your group text chats at anybody?
Of course. Everybody. I think everybody does. I have a lot of them on mute, though. Yeah, I don't keep, because then I'll just go back and I'll go through it and see if there's anything I need, because I can't have that thing buzzing all day long.
Yeah, there was a big one going on last night in one of the group chats that I'm in.
Yeah.
And it had to do with hockey. It had nothing to do with basketball.
Was somebody pissing you off in it? Well, you got
the... No, I did not get angry. There were two guys getting angry with each other. You could tell.
You got bleach butt in that group text, don't you?
But it wasn't him getting married. You know, so what happens, they know who to entice. You know what I'm saying?
Capone?
Rope guys in.
Oh, Capone's an easy one to get, right?
And then all of a sudden, there's somebody coming in from the cheap seats that hasn't been a part of the chat.
Oh, then they, yeah.
And then all of a sudden...
It's gang up time,
and then there's a fight back and forth, and these guys are all over 50 years old.
Yeah, like the...
You know, guys, we're over 50, and you guys are arguing about, like, teams that we don't follow.
Yeah. The last time I got into, like, 3 years ago, a group chat argument about the NFL draft, and I was, like, vowed to myself, I'm never going to do this again. I was like, this is the dumbest thing ever. Why am I doing it?
It's like a total waste of time.
It is a total waste of time. Yeah, we have like a big group for the Sunday morning golf thing that we do. And then like we say all the time, like, just leave this to people that are saying yes or no if you can play Sunday. But of course, people are like putting there, I'm selling this chair. Like, and it's like, God, stop it.
Yeah, there's nothing worse than like asking a question, yes or no. And somebody will answer yes, and then they'll put something else in there.
And then you get everybody like, no, I don't need a chair. Oh, thanks, man. You know who needs a chair is Ted. Ted needs a chair.
And then you get the people that will like the chair and then won't say anything else.
But are you in or you out? Now I got to go back and I got to look at every freaking text and I got to figure out who's in and who's out.
Right.
Not who needs a goddamn chair.
Exactly. That's exactly what I'm talking about. So that's why I put it on mute, and then you go through, and then you see, like, okay. But then sometimes I'll miss the text that goes out for the thing because I got it on mute, and I forget, and it's Wednesday at 8 a.m., and I almost didn't get in yesterday because I had it on mute because this thing is so stupid because everybody else is old. There's stuff they put in there you shouldn't be putting in there.
A lot of stuff.
Too much stuff.
A lot of stuff.
Steve's in Pennsylvania. What's going on, Steve?
Hey, what's up, Gio?
What's up, man?
Hey, so I called in last week, and you guys loved it, about the big words that BT uses.
Oh, yeah.
I didn't get a chance to follow up. If you guys heard his show after you guys, he was livid. The whole show, he kept saying, is that too big of a word? Is that too big of a word? And he went on for like a week. Like, he was taking calls. They were defending him. It was great.
Yeah, I did get a couple texts about that. It said that the entire show turned into BT's vocabulary, which is tremendous, which is perfect. It's exactly what we want to have.
So we see a side of BT that very few people see, and that is the very vulnerable BT.
Yeah.
And we know that there's a heart in there, and we know that there's feelings in there, because we see him, and he'll come in and yell at us because we've made fun of him.
I know. So I'm gonna try to come see you guys next Friday.
Oh, nice.
But I think I have a great idea.
All right.
So we can do like the Boomer and Geo's Jersey Shore, is that too big of a word? And we could do like a spelling bee contest.
Steve, this is very funny. Yes. I mean, making fun of BT, but that probably is a bit that would not work. Is this too big of a word and have a spelling bee? You want to call up listeners and do a spelling bee?
Do you think that would
work out there, Al?
Yeah, I think they would do poorly, especially if they have a couple beers in them when they come up. But that could be fun. Grab a list of the BT words that we have.
Yeah. You know what? I'll consider it. It's just that one thing that the reason why I immediately had a negative reaction to it is once you put the show in someone else's hands like that, there's always potential for disaster. Yeah. So if we can control it,
as opposed, because you give a microphone to a drunk guy trying to spell something.
Well, too bad the other shows aren't following us, because we could have actually had BT spell his own words.
That is true. That would have been
maybe, you. We could have actually had BT deliver the words and be the host of it.
Yeah. Or we could do, like, how much are BT and Sal like Mike and the Mad Dog?
Yes.
We could do that as well.
Do that.
Like, all the things that they share in common.
Right.
We could do that, too.
Oh, by the way, speaking of that, you think they should put Pete Rose in the Hall of Fame?
So I'm going for you. You want me to leave? You're trying to make me leave at 9:20?
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Hey everyone, summer is just around the corner and May's packed with reasons to celebrate. Whether you're firing up the grill for a backyard barbecue, soaking up the sun by the pool, or enjoying a long weekend with friends and family, Whole Foods Market makes it easy to kick off the season with great everyday prices on high quality favorites, from fresh produce to grilling essentials. Let's dive into the savings and get your summer fun started right. Personally, I love how easy Whole Foods Market makes it to pull together a last-minute gathering. I was there recently picking up a few things for a cookout, and those yellow low-price signs are no joke. I grabbed their No Antibiotics Ever Ground Turkey and a few 365 by Whole Foods Market Organic Salad Kits. Honestly, so convenient and surprisingly affordable. The quality is still everything you'd expect, but I definitely felt like I was scoring a deal, which I love. Plus those yellow sale signs, I make a beeline for them now. Especially when I saw strawberries on sale, we went through 2 cartons in 1 day. Save on May celebrations with great everyday prices at Whole Foods Market.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
If you're ready for a new job, let Express Employment Professionals help you. Express is already hiring for summer jobs in a variety of industries. Job seekers never pay a fee at Express. Go to expresspros.com to find your location. That's expresspros.com.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America for America.
It's the Boomer and Geo podcast from WFAN.
All right, Boomer and Geo on the Fan and CBS Sports Network. Jerry's back. Another update and moment of the day. What's happening, Jerry?
And we are brought to you by Town Fair Tire. Nobody beats Town Fair Tire. Nobody. Well, we've heard the highlights already. The Celtics beat the Knicks 127-102. A really good second half for Boston. A great third quarter, which gave them the separation. And then the Knicks didn't come back. You had Jalen Brunson foul out. Here was Tom Thibodeau. Just when he looks at the game, what was most disappointing to him?
That we didn't play for 48 minutes. And, you know, the start of the second quarter, we didn't play well. We had a lead. Didn't play tough with the lead. Came out to start the third. Didn't play well there. Can't afford to do that.
And here was Brunson. So what happened? What needs to change?
It's just paying attention to details when it comes to preparing for games, making sure our minds are, our heads are right, and we're locked in on a similar goal. And that's what we need in order to beat a team like this. It's a very good team. Regardless of who's out there.
And we haven't heard from Carl Anthony Towns yet this morning. Here he was talking about not all that hard to figure this out.
They won the game. Pretty simple. they made more plays than us and got more of the, you know, we talk about those 50-50 balls, you know, they did a better job of doing that, and they made the hustle plays. So simple as that, they, you know, they
won
the
game. Interesting, because in the first quarter, the Knicks were making the hustle plays.
Yeah, they were. I mean, and they were up 9. I felt, as I heard you on the warm-up show, I felt the same way, that this, that they were just going to cruise in this game, even though it's probably a stupid take looking back at it now, but I just really thought that they were in control. Yeah, I got to ask you a question, Jerry, that I should know the answer to, but I don't know.
Me?
Yeah. Why don't I like Karl Anthony Towns?
I don't know. Because he has, sometimes he disappears in games you expect. This would be my guess. He looks like he could go out and get 50 every night and doesn't seem interested in it. I'm not saying he's not interested. I'm saying it looks like he's not interested in being that dominant force.
Like, I can't quite put my finger on why I dislike him.
Because he's too nice?
Yeah, could be it too.
He seems like he's just a good guy.
He's just missing something in him competitively. And then also it's just the sloppy fouls drive me crazy. But
on the bad fouls, especially that one on Derek White. But, you know, listen, Jaylen Brown and Derek White had 60 points last night combined.
A lot of points.
You know, that's half of the output for the entire team. So you know who the guys are that are going to be the killers, and you got to defend them better. You can't give them open shots. And the one thing about Jaylen Brown, what he was doing last night, he was actually taking it to the hole. And that's something that they weren't doing when Jason Tatum was on the court, because Jason Tatum wouldn't take his normal 25 to 30 shots, and more than three-quarters of those shots would be behind the three-point arc.
Yep, all true. Brown had 26, 8, and 12 in this game. 12 assists as they made up for the loss of Jason Tatum, as we know.
I know it's easy to kind of write things off. Obviously, unfortunate what happened to JT. But we still got basketball to be played. You know, I believe in his group. So, you know, don't count us out just yet.
And so there'll be a game 6 tomorrow night at Madison Square Garden with the Knicks still up in the series 3-2. OG Anunoby had arguably one of his worst games of the season. He shot 1-for-12 in this game, and that'll be an 8 o'clock start tomorrow night at MSG. The other game saw the T-Wolves beat the Warriors 121-110, an old Knicks friend getting the job done.
Podziemski, wing right, his team down by 13, works against Dante in the lane, got bumped, was falling down, still kicked out to Green in the corner, three ball no, and the rebound, lobs it up ahead, Julius the run to the rim, the reverse layup is good. Julius with two more. Another dime for Ant. Wolves up by 15.
Another dime. Well, that's an assist. He had 12 on the night. T-Wolves win by 11, 121-110. That was T-Wolves radio with the call. Julius Randle led the way with 29. Here is Edwards playing alongside Randle.
The way he communicates with us, like his attention to detail, everything, man, it's incredible. It's incredible to be his teammate. And he brings it every night, and he shows you that he wants to win, so I'm happy to have him.
And they win the series in 5. It might look easy, but as Randle says, the Warriors, that's a tough out.
I said all series, they have championship DNA, and they weren't just going to lay down. They were going to make us earn it, and they did. They fought, but, you know, we came out with the right approach, right mindset, and executed for most of the games.
And so much conversation with Tatum, because obviously the Knicks are playing the Celtics, but you had the Warriors playing again without Steph Curry. This was Jimmy Butler on the way out.
I feel like everybody has to take on more, and everybody has to play a little bit of a different role, but that's just the game. Injuries happen, but it is a lot different with Steph not out there.
Mm-hmm. And so they lose in 5 as the T-Wolves advance, where they will take on the winner of the Thunder Nuggets series. Oklahoma City up 3-2. Tonight's 6th game is in Denver. Here is Nikola Jokic, says we got to make Thunder earn it.
They're not going to go and just give it to take them game 6. I mean, if we are playing in front of all our crowds, I think only the second game was kind of blowout, and every other game was kind of interesting game. We were there, so I think we have a chance, and we will play our best.
But if we lose, okay.
Vacation starts. Okay. He and James Harden can go hang out. So that's the basketball story. The baseball story was the Pirates beating the Mets 4-0. You had home runs in this game from Matt Gorski and Jared Triolo, both 2-run shots, one in the second, the other in the fifth. Both were hit off of Clay Holmes. Here was Carlos Mendoza. He knows Holmes struggled. The first home run specifically was hit through a downpour.
The rain started.
you know, coming down pretty hard, and he lost the feel for the ball there. You know, I'm not trying to make excuses here for him. And then, you know, once he got to 3-2, he just trying to land that pitch for a strike and got it over the plate, and they hit it out.
And here is Holmes, did the best he could.
Yeah, I mean, it's one of those things where you got to compete through and try to make pitches, and, you know, unfortunately, I couldn't make one there.
Could not make one there. And, of course, along the way, which I meant to play last hour for you, but we ran out of time, you had this raccoon at Citi Field.
Unexpected visitor. I believe he was in my garbage can last night.
Oh, my goodness.
I mean, it was Bark at the Park night here on Monday. I suppose somebody snuck in a raccoon on a leash.
I'm scared of raccoons.
That was Gary and Ron, of course, on SNY, and they had the video, and you see the raccoon walking through the aisle and then up the stairs, and there's a guy on his phone, and he looks, doesn't even flinch. Like, it was right next to him.
Jerry, it's New York. We see all sorts of things.
Yeah, I know, but those things are, ugh.
You know what's funny is when that whole Jeff McNeil, Francisco Lindor thing went down, and they said, was it a raccoon or a squirrel? And we're like, the raccoons in Citi Field? What are you talking about?
Guess what?
It's a silly excuse. They were just fighting. There's a raccoon.
That thing looked like a small dog. It was so big.
It was a bigger raccoon. Yeah, yes, it was eating well. I mean, it definitely chose a great place to hang out. Because they got great food there at Citi Field. They're probably throwing out a ton of stuff. That's like the best garbage in the city probably comes out of Citi Field. Some of the best places.
For a wild animal.
Yeah.
4-0 was the final. So the Mets go to Yankee Stadium tomorrow night for the Subway Series. The Yankees come in off a win in Seattle as they beat the Mariners 3-2. They trailed 2-0 in the sixth. Jason Dominguez, an RBI double. Paul Goldschmidt, the pinch hit game-tying homer in the seventh. And Aaron Judge, the home run in the eighth. Here was Goldschmidt on the field with Susan post-game talking about what he did. So that's kind of cool.
I think that might have been my first pinch hit homer since my rookie year. So it's been a while, but you know, I knew there was a good chance I'd get into that game if it was close. So you kind of relax for a bit, but then I'm getting ready, you know, all throughout that game, getting ready for maybe the sixth inning, fifth inning and on. And fortunately, was able to get one.
He was ready when called upon and a big, big hit in that seventh inning to get the game even. And then we mentioned Judge with the home run, his 15th of the season. One of those shots where the left fielder didn't flinch. The Yankees are 25-18. Here is Judge on the Subway Series coming up.
Oh, it's going to be fun. You know, two, you know, best teams in baseball, you know, going after it. It's going to be an exciting weekend, that's for sure.
And that was on. Yes, it looks like Rodon and McGill tomorrow night, Saturday, Canning and Schmidt. And then you've got Peterson and Freed on Sunday Night Baseball. The Ravens gave Derrick Henry a 2-year extension, said to be worth $30 million. And in hot, we haven't heard this yet because I played the Oilers radio call earlier. You know who was on the call for this on ESPN was Bob Wischusen.
Yep.
And Bob doing...
That's a great job, by the way.
Yes, he does. Here's the game winner for the Oilers.
Nurse shoots. Save made by Hill. He does a snow angel in the blue paint. It's on the goal line. Score! It's over. The series is over. The Edmonton Oilers win it in overtime.
And that was Bob on ESPN. Kasperi Kapanen with the game winner. Here he was discussing it.
To be honest, it doesn't really matter who scores as long as somebody does right, and we don't want to prolong the series any longer. And but I think the goal is important, yes, but I think without Stu and guys putting their body on the line and making those little plays and sacrifices, you know, we wouldn't be here. So it was a team effort for sure.
They move on as they win the series.
And you talk about helter skelter in front of the net, man. Aiden Hill's on his back. Like, you know, if you're a goalie, that's the last place you want to be.
Yep.
And he is flipping over, and that puck is just sitting there. Oh!
He was able to get up, though.
Yes.
Yeah,
I
mean, yeah. You know, if someone said, make up a name that sounds like a hockey player, Kasperi Kapanen.
Yeah, it does.
Would be right.
Yes, it
perfectly
does. You ain't kidding.
Kasper Esiason, Monday.
Wouldn't that be cool?
Yes.
But this guy's Kasperi.
I know.
His last name's Kapanen.
Okay.
It's not the same.
And the Panthers beat the Maple Leafs 6-1.
Don't ruin the dream, Jeff.
Doesn't mean he can't become a professional hockey player.
Okay.
3-2 series lead, and I see they were throwing the Austin Matthews jerseys on the ice.
It's a rough time up there right now. I told you, I'm telling you, Knicks fans and Maple Leaf fans are kind of, well, Maple Leafs have actually been good. They just haven't been able to take it to the next level for different reasons. And, man, last night was a flat performance in front of their home fans in Game 6.
Now, you mentioned Knicks fans, so that brings us to moment of the day. So Tommy was mad at Evan driving back from Boston because Evan was all up at his grill the entire night in Boston. We know the Celtics beat the Knicks. And then as I was playing these Tommy clips, I did have a thought, or before I played them, I had a thought, which then G ran with at the end. Now I want you to imagine that this isn't Tommy, that this is Eddie Scazzeri. And Eddie Scazzeri is driving back from Boston.
Okay.
You're going to substitute the name Evan for either Boomer or Gio. Take your pick.
Okay.
Tommy, on the fit. I'm
tell
sorry.
Me how this would go over, as Tommy then told us how he wasn't thrilled with Evan.
Let me get to Evan Roberts. Let me get to this f***ing idiot. The guy that is an IBO. The guy that led the invasion to Boston. This f***ing schmuck, the second he gets in this arena tonight, he's cheering for the Celtics. He's hooting and hollering. He's waving the Celtic flag.
And then he continues.
I almost gave him my credit card. I said, go to the team store and buy a f***ing Larry Bird jersey. You might as well dress like a leprechaun. The guy is cheering and screaming and sticking a goddamn phone in my face all night, acting like a total classless schmuck.
Wow.
Imagine if that was Eddie. All right, now let's get to Boomer and Gio. Couple of penises. We all know it. One bigger than the other. Boomer, slightly bigger penis. Actually, much bigger penis. What am I kidding? Anyway, these two schmucks cannot wait to retire in a year. Free me from these losers.
There you go. Moment of the
you
day.
You know, the amazing thing is that, like, normally when you go to games, you don't want to go to games with somebody who's not rooting for the same team that you are. Like, I wouldn't want to even put myself through that.
Yeah, I agree. And then Tommy's sitting between a Bulls fan and a Nets fan watching his team lose.
And they're getting great joy out of watching your team lose. Right. Somehow now they're rooting for the Celtics all of a sudden.
But two things. If they would have won, it's the complete opposite feeling. Number two,
yeah, but the point being is, I don't even want to go to a game with somebody else that's not rooting for my team. It's not fun.
I'm sitting there
looking at you and your reaction, and if your team loses, it's not going to be great for them because I'm going to be pissed off. I'm like, I don't understand why Tommy even did this to himself.
Yeah, I mean, I think that he really thought that he was going to go up there and see a Knicks victory. That's what I think. And unfortunately, didn't go his way.
It did not.
Do you think he goes up there if there's a game seven?
No. No way.
He's positive Tommy.
Positive Tommy.
Never sweats.
Yep.
Early on in the first half, this ass, and he knows what he's doing. It's a f***ing penis.
Early on in the first half.
That's just a total annoying night.
Yeah, he seems like he's annoyed.
Right, exactly.
He's a penis, he said.
A bleeping penis.
He's a bleeping penis, okay. Is what Tommy called this guy he works with.
All right, Jerry.
Yippers. We'll see you tomorrow.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Hey everyone, summer is just around the corner and May's packed with reasons to celebrate. Whether you're firing up the grill for a backyard barbecue, soaking up the sun by the pool, or enjoying a long weekend with friends and family, Whole Foods Market makes it easy to kick off the season with great everyday prices on high quality favorites from fresh produce to grilling essentials. Let's dive into the savings and get your summer fun started right. Personally, I love how easy Whole Foods Market makes it to pull together a last-minute gathering. I was there recently picking up a few things for a cookout, and those yellow low-price signs are no joke. I grabbed their No Antibiotics Ever Ground Turkey and a few 365 by Whole Foods Market Organic Salad Kits. Honestly, so convenient and surprisingly affordable. The quality is still everything you'd expect, but I definitely felt like I was scoring a deal, which I love. Plus those yellow sale signs, I make a beeline for them now. Especially when I saw strawberries on sale, we went through two cartons in one day. Save on May celebrations with great everyday prices at Whole Foods Market.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Looking for a job is lonely. Endless searching, phone calls that go nowhere, applications that vanish into thin air. What if you could link with dozens of local companies who are hiring right now with just one connection? That's Express Employment Professionals. Find us at expresspros.com. One connection, endless opportunities, and no fees ever for job seekers. Express Employment Professionals. Expresspros.com.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America for America.
It's the Boomer and Geo podcast from WFAN.
All right, Boomer and Geo on the Fan and CBS Sports Network. Feel good Friday tomorrow. Get you ready for Game 6 and the Subway Series, which is going to be a wild time here in the city. Let's go to Kevin, who's in Connecticut, joins us on the Fan. What's going on, Kevin?
Hey, good morning, guys. How you doing?
Good, right, Kevin. What's
happening?
Hey, so I was calling to... Well, first of all, shout out to the great Whimsy.
All right.
But I was really calling to talk about the Tracy.
Oh, yeah, Tracy from Atlantic Highlands, who has called up and discovered the radio station and the show and couldn't be happier about it.
Loving her calls. She is hysterical. And you guys played up with her great. The first time she called, she was like, oh, I don't really know you guys. And she was like, oh, whatever. And then and then she was asking about how the playoffs work.
Yeah.
And you guys explained that to her.
Yep.
And that was hysterical.
Yeah, I mean, every day she becomes more and more of a fan of the show and of sports. I mean, she hated sports, and now she's watching the Knicks and are emotionally invested with them. So we hope she shows up to the kickoff this summer. I don't know why she wouldn't. I mean, she's in New Jersey. She loves the show. Take off, Tracy. I don't know what you do, but just put in. It's Memorial Day weekend.
You guys got to get her there, you know, for, say, 5 minutes on the stage, whatever it might be.
Oh, yeah.
You got to get her there.
Oh, listen, Kevin, we're trying, man. We are trying to get her there. Get her here, make a ton of fans. But no, she's a gem. I mean, it's just hilarious that she called up. She, like, hated the fact we were on the radio in her husband's car.
Yes.
And now she can't get enough.
And it was a Tesla, but she wasn't a supporter of Trump and Elon.
No, she didn't say that. She just said, I don't have a Tesla to make a political statement.
Oh,
I'm just saying that in the Tesla, it's got a system where you have your profile. So you go in, it could be her profile or his profile. When she goes in, it's his profile. It's always on. And that's when she came to love us deeply. Tracy.
She had no idea where the Porzingis was.
That's right. Greg in Virginia. What's up, Greg?
Hey, I was calling Dan Patrick Cho and Rick Eisner having a celebrity Family Feud. I was wondering if Boomer can pull his weight and take the winner on. You all five against their five. This is what happens.
Is that going to be the actual Family Feud with Steve Harvey?
Yes.
Wow, interesting. I would love to go on that show, man. I know that Boomer many years ago was on the program. I actually went back and watched the episode of that because it was on YouTube. It was with the unfortunately he's passed. But
Ray Combs.
Yeah, Ray Combs, because you were on, he was from Cincinnati.
He was our celebrity. You know, that the game in which Bo Jackson blew his hip out was against us, the Bengals, out there at the LA Coliseum, and Kevin Walker was my teammate, had tackled him from behind. And the reason why that game is important is because it was a playoff game, but they had celebrities on their sideline. It was unbelievable. And we had Ray Combs on our side.
Yeah. I mean, that show is hilarious. I love Steve Harvey. I'll watch it from time to time. That would be great. By the way, all this Rich Eisen stuff that's out there, I guess he's going back to ESPN.
Well, I mean, ESPN's in the midst of overtaking the NFL network. So, you know, it makes sense that he would end up going back to ESPN because he's the guy that was one of the original starters of the NFL network.
Yeah, and because over at our Infinity Sports Radio, I guess Rich Eisen is on there, and then they get the people over there that are working here. Like, I wonder what that means. Is he going to still be on with us or that whole thing? And then I saw Pat McAfee made headlines. He was like, oh, I guess ESPN is trying to send me a message putting on Rich Eisen the same time that I'm on. And I'm like, man, like, there's so much talk about Rich Eisen. I mean, that he's got to be the most boring talk show host in America. Why is everybody talking about it? Why does he get all these jobs?
Well, because he left ESPN. Wasn't there a little bit of controversy while he left it? Or he wasn't happy with ESPN, and there was this opportunity to do the NFL Network, and he became the signature guy over there at the NFL Network.
I understand.
Yes.
And I remember that, and he was a good studio host, and he was good at reading highlights and doing highlights on ESPN. I mean, the talk show is Ambien.
Well, the talk show, the talk show is more about pretty much football, right?
I don't know. I just, any clip that I see, it feels like they're doing a remote from a funeral home. I mean, it could not be more boring.
Okay.
So I hope he's off the Infinity Sports. When I heard that the first time, I was like, what? Remember when he hosted that Marconi Awards dinner too? Holy hell. Like, I needed to get tased.
Were you out there?
I was. I mean, everybody was there. You had a previous commitment. It wasn't like you were blowing it off. You had a previous commitment, but they were giving James Brown an award, and we were nominated. What's her face was there? The one who just called Al the other day. Jen Sabatel was there with David Burson and Sean McManus because JB was there.
But JB was getting the award.
JB was getting the award, Spike, Olive, me, Eddie, Al, Jerry. Yeah, and then Rich Eisen hosted it. And it was like, I mean, smelling salts. I was like, this is goddamn. And then I hear all this talk about this hullabaloo about Rich Eisen. I'm like, what in the heck? Like, why? What the hell is going on here?
Well, he's in the mix, you know. He's like in our mix, man. In our world.
I guess.
That's why.
No, I know, but I mean, if Pat McAfee's really worried about Rich Eisen messing with his show, then some executive's going to get fired because, you know, Pat McAfee's show is interesting and entertaining, and he's done a really amazing job of carving out a niche, and Aaron Rodgers' interviews have made news all over the place. I can't imagine that that's actually a real thing. That they're trying to send Pat McAfee a message? Put on Rich Eisen?
Didn't Eisen used to go on with Joe and Evan all the time? When you were producing?
I guess the Jets stuff, right? Yeah,
because Rich and Joe are buddies.
Because they're both Jets fans, right? I vaguely remember that. That might have been more the Ray Martell days. I don't know. I mean, if he did, it was clearly not memorable. Those spots.
Man, you just tearing into Rich Eisen this morning.
I just couldn't believe it. So many people are talking about it. I even went to one of the people over at the network was more of like a national sports person, like, you know, was in that world. And I'm like, well, what is with all this Rich Eisen stuff? And he's like, oh, you and me both. I'm totally confused. I don't know why anybody would get
it. Well, I'm telling you why, because it's a big deal that ESPN is going to be engulfing the NFL Network. That's why.
That's a big deal. Fine.
And he's part of that deal.
All right.
All right?
Sure.
Don't let it bother you.
It's not bothering me. I'm just confused. My emotion is not anything but confusion. Like, this many people give a crap?
Yes, unfortunately they do.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered.
Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Hey everyone, summer is just around the corner and May's packed with reasons to celebrate. Whether you're firing up the grill for a backyard barbecue, soaking up the sun by the pool, or enjoying a long weekend with friends and family, Whole Foods Market makes it easy to kick off the season with great everyday prices on high quality favorites, from fresh produce to grilling essentials. Let's dive into the savings and get your summer fun started right. Personally, I love how easy Whole Foods Market makes it to pull together a last-minute gathering. I was there recently picking up a few things for a cookout, and those yellow low-price signs are no joke. I grabbed their No Antibiotics Ever Ground Turkey and a few 365 by Whole Foods Market Organic Salad Kits. Honestly, so convenient and surprisingly affordable. The quality is still everything you'd expect, but I definitely felt like I was scoring a deal, which I love. Plus those yellow sale signs, I make a beeline for them now. Especially when I saw strawberries on sale, we went through two cartons in one day. Save on May celebrations with great everyday prices at Whole Foods Market.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
If you're ready for a new job, let Express Employment Professionals help you. Express is already hiring for summer jobs in a variety of industries. Job seekers never pay a fee at Express. Go to expresspros.com to find your location. That's expresspros.com.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America, for America.